for some reason, black people do not want to believe there is such thing called white supremacy. They don't want to believe there is a force working against them in everyday living. Right?
Living like this. They want to be white.
Yeah, they want to. And the whole thing is, there is nothing wrong with being white. We just say that's for them. Right? You must understand that if your seed, nature-wise, is knocking them out of the box, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a subconscious inferiority.
Because they're going instinct, people.
So their whole mindset is the counter.
Yeah. Let me break down for the people that don't understand what I mean by going instinct, right? In America, they say that we're the minority, right? And what do minority mean? Less than, right? But that isn't true. We're the majority. We're more color people in the earth than there are white people. White people make up 25% of the earth population.
Probably less.
Probably less than that. Because the more... In the future, the scientists predict that in 2075, right, Mike? In 2075, that it will be no more white people. Everybody will be colored.
Facts.
So... We the only ones that don't know this.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? But the white people.
Yeah, they get it.
They know.
You can tell, right?
That's why it's a white supremacy, people. That's
yeah,
because
they have to build defense mechanisms because they don't want to lose their race.
Identity, basically.
Right. They don't want to be wiped off of this earth. So when you start to understand that it's like a game of chess, if there is no emotion in this. Do you understand that? This is them just trying to succeed.
Basically, that's it. They want to succeed. And if you want to succeed, people, we have to come together.
Right. We have to unify because we have to identify with the machine that's working against us, this monster.
Yeah.
Right?
There's nothing wrong with identifying it, but you got to identify
it. You got to get that they're going extinct, that everything that matter about a black man is the seed. That's the only thing that ever mattered. And if you understand why, right, because your offspring, right, can produce a king.
Exactly.
Right?
Because that's the only legacy that a person can really have. Live on.
Now, when a recessive gene cannot deal with the dominant gene, so our genes are dominant. It has nothing to do with you being better as a person, being better emotionally, handle things emotionally. It's to do with genetics. Genetically, we are stronger. Genetically, they are inferior. Their genetics bring on a subconscious defense for survival.
Right. And with the irony about that genetic thing I wanted to add on to, they the ones that we identified with that first. So don't think that we're making this up, because back in the day, if I recall, it says if you have 1%, one drop, not 1%, one drop of black blood, you are black. You're considered black.
Fact. But not only that, see, they breed it too much. A white person can't make a black baby, but a black person can make a baby of any color. So as in them keep mating with us, it was the only thing that could happen. This is nature. Nature gonna take its course.
And the only reason why we're talking about that, because this is what the white supremacy thinks already.
This is how they think. You must understand that it's the trickle-down effect. For somebody to win, it has to be a loser. So you must understand you're a loser. I don't care if you got the car with the house with the 2-car garage. What about the rest of your family? We got to stop having that "I made it, anybody could do it" mentality when you were put in a genuine situation and you know you were.
Right. Think of it this way. If somebody was in a race and had a 100-year, really 400-year start before you, what you think is how society would turn out for the other race?
And also, think of this. You just got out of slavery 120 years ago. So you still dealing with all those emotions. And two, you never had counseling to control those emotions.
Then,
the same thing, right, with the whites of the Irish, the Italians, with the gangs in New York. They were all wild, ruckus. They put them in schooling. They gave them education. They gave them money, right?
Number three, basically, the number three part, foundation. We have we came out the gate with no foundation. We had
nothing. They took our foundation. Once they take your goal, you are nothing. Once you get your goal took, you are not nothing. That's the only way you can trade currency in society. That's the only way to matter. They took our land, then they took our gold. You destroy a race that way. See, we don't understand that the world think racist, and we don't see it. We don't see
it. We're too kind-hearted to even think that way.
We're so respectful.
Yeah, we easy to forgive and forget.
You probably know one black person that hate white people, but you know a whole lot of white people that hate black people.
It's not really a lot of black racists. Like,
nah, it's impossible. When I was in a chain. See, this is the whole thing. We keep escaping the elephant in the room. You had me in a fucking chain. Understand that?
Making money off of me, treating me like a cow.
And all the company, damn it, every company that we deal with started with slavery. So you just throwing the shit in my face.
That's the funny part, people. You understand? The toilet paper. And
we made Popeye's $70 million off of that one chicken.
That
we don't see what we bring. And this is what we not understanding. We're so caught up in someone else's life. That
black
we're losing it.
Made Jack Daniels. The owner
a
of
black
Jack Daniels
made
was
majority of inventions were made from slaves. Were made from Africans. This country was built on our back.
Literally. Bessie Ross House had slaves. They said slaves were the one that helped her make the flag.
What will it take for us to identify that there is something against us? Like, why don't we come out the gate equal? This is what we don't understand. We put so much on the young black man. Well, and, oh, well, we make excuses. There is no making excuses when somebody hindered me. That's not an excuse. That's a fact.
We sit here and let them put us in chains, like jail, and we scold us for going to jail.
And too, because it's a mental change now. They put it on your mind.
Exactly.
They locked you up
they
already.
They say, oh, yeah, he's a bad person. We
locked
him up.
A man not
bad.
Being able to take care of his family, right, does something to his psyche. And have a man out here robbing to prove to himself that he can take care of his family because society don't want him to. You must understand that when we came out of slavery, we had so many businesses. There were black-owned cities, about 30 of them.
At first, because they wasn't on it like that. Because they didn't think we would even be possible to make...
They didn't think the money we was going to pull in.
Yeah, they didn't think we would open them type of businesses at first. Then they stopped it.
We have no army. We have no one to protect us. If we get gunned down in the street, we got gunned down in the street. But we don't see, we look at that as, oh, Trayvon or Mike Brown. We don't see that as, hold the fuck up, that's my little brother. Do you understand how that works? Mm-hmm. We don't see it as family. We see this as an outside looking in thing. And a lot of people think they're in the in crowd when you don't know what that means. The Rothschilds have $50 trillion. They're 50 times richer than everybody in the world. You don't know one black person like that.
There's not. There's only 7 black billionaires. That'll tell you right there what that means. It's only 7.
And more than likely, right?
And he was groomed.
He was a product. He had a chance to do a whole bunch of shit, and he didn't. Let's be honest. Let's take care of these elephants in the room.
President Obama was our reparations, bro.
Let's take
it. That's what white supremacy thinks. on some real shit. That's what that's they best line
name
right now.
A skyscraper,
soon as
a black man owns.
Shit,
a black man owns near skyscraper.
We gave you Obama.
Yeah, but this is not our
that's
country.
Our reparations.
This is the whole thing. This is the whole thing. We don't. We must educate, right? We must educate our children, our wives, right? They took the black woman, right, and gave her a 9-to-5. Sometimes she gonna work 60 hours a week, right? So now they fuck up the children emotionally because there is no one to bear that burden of a mother for the child.
And they make a 9-to-5 seem like you
it's
wanna
the
get
normal
somewhere.
Thing to do.
Yeah, you
but
get
that
life
is not life.
That's
slaving
life,
for someone
bro.
Else. This is what you must realize.
Just
because
you
say I'm
getting
a check.
You think 9-to-5 gonna get you somewhere in life like where they at? Rich? You're not getting rich off a 9-to-5. Now, if you want to live normal and just be content with living normal, a 9-to-5 might be for you. But if you want to be successful and rich, that's not the way to go.
These people,
and that's where
listen,
they
want
to keep you at. Keep that 9-to-5
right?
while they own the business.
White supremacy,
they're giving out
right?
the hours for the 9-to-5. You know what I'm saying?
White supremacy is a military type culture, right? So look at it like this. You think Czech just start popping in rap songs for nothing? Huh? You think Czech? They want you to identify with bullshit. This is what you must understand. You think all that mud music got it out the mud and the dirt? You think that they don't want you to respect that? They want you to respect the dirt, bug. Do you get it? See, I always said this to me myself, right? I don't think nobody in this world better than me. And I never thought nothing was wrong with that. And I respect everybody. You understand how that works? And I feel everybody should feel like that.
Right.
You understand?
See, nothing wrong with
hatred
that.
is a sign of weakness.
Yeah, if you
right?
worry about another man's pockets, man, that's kind
not
of
even another man's pockets. If you worry about another man, period.
Period. Yeah.
Period.
Period. Yeah, really. But a lot of these niggas worry about these
they
pockets.
Are
that's
listen.
Why I'm putting that in there.
They got their niggas. People are going to be scientists. Their people are going to train and combat, right? It is too many jobs for a wealthy white boy to be a cop or to do that military shit. So what do that tell you? They even get a kick out of killing us. Do you understand?
The cop is for the white supremacy to get off, to get their shit off, man. Listen, we make up 75% of the fucking jail system across America. Black people make up 75%, dog. And why do they put it on job applications? You can't get certain jobs if you get booked. That right there is the scheme to get us to make sure we can't get nowhere or do shit. We can't even get in because we got to put them booked before.
This is what I don't understand. What is prison reform? Okay, reform the way they're doing prison, right? This is what I would get an assumption of, right? And I know nothing was built in a day. But how about let's get some real jobs and stop so these men could actually support families since they got to be taken away. Especially, we should have some type of programs where if they got to do time for some shit like drugs, where the whole thing was of them trying to take care of their family, and if we understand poverty and poverty deal with crime,
right.
Bad diet deal with crime.
Right. That shouldn't be on your job. They shouldn't have to know about that type of shit. Now,
or not even instead, give these fathers, they got 20 plus years for some fucking drugs, a way to take care of his family. So he would look less like a man. Don't take his whole manism. See, the whole thing is, right, you got somebody doing time, right?
Right.
That's the punishment. So why make him less of a man? What is the whole $2 an hour thing? It doesn't make sense.
Right. And then, why the fuck, and then one of my solutions is, if you ain't getting booked for something super serious, you shouldn't be able to tell, you shouldn't have to tell the job owner that you've been booked. Like, it should be a level to when you got to tell the job you've been booked, I think. Because a lot of the petty shit that motherfuckers get booked for, you still got to tell the job you've been booked.
Right.
Like, we need to fix that shit. Because we going through a lot of shit right now, people, that ain't no solutions being made. People are talking about a lot of things and not doing nothing. And I got a lot of solutions that we can do. First, we need to start thinking about owning shit. Talking about owning shit from the gun bus. We about to start doing our own shit. We need to start talking about and promoting whoever black and promoting something, we need to help them promote. and hop on whoever wave that we fuck with, but they got to be on our tight time for the people. You feel what I'm saying? We got to start choosing who we fuck with and taking it serious. You know what I'm saying? We got to start getting into the offices, too, running for shit and voting, too. We got to start doing all that shit. You feel what I'm saying? But for one thing now, we had to start owning our own shit. We got to start thinking about investing in corporations and houses. Invest. If you got some money, invest in something. First, do your homework. Figure out what you want to do. Figure out, you know, the logistics. If whoever, if you got somebody close to you that owns a certain business, like a store, and they doing it, ask them and do your homework. And if you got the money to open up that store, do it. Do not second guess yourself. Do whatever you feel like you can do as a boss. I mean it. Not as a worker. You know what I'm saying? We need more bosses in here so we can start working for each other, man, because we need to stick together. You know what I'm saying? We need to stop clowning each other. We can clown other motherfuckers while we got clowning each other. We the hardest people on ourselves. I feel like black people are the most hardest motherfuckers on ourselves because we kill ourselves. But there's a lot of other motherfuckers out here, and we don't touch them. We don't touch white people. We don't touch motherfucking Chinese people or Rican people. But we quick to kill each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We got to stop trying. Man, we's being too hard on ourselves, that black people, man. We got to stop that shit. We got to start showing more love to each other and start supporting each other, man, because everybody else do it to each other. You got to think about it. The Asians do it. They got a Chinatown. Why the fuck don't we got a town? Our town is the project.
Right.
And that ain't creating no money, but drug money.
We got to understand that we don't want each other to succeed. And if we understand that, things will go way smoother. We don't understand that.
We got to succeed, though. The hate, especially, man.
We're not aware of our hatred. We're not aware of our master, our fathers, the slave master that put this pain into us. So they tell you, damn, you shoot the ball like your dad, or you throw your hands like your uncle. Why you can't get the same emotions of your slave master? Why you can't get the anger of your slave master? This what we don't believe. This what we don't say. We got to understand, right? We got to understand that there's no way for a teenager to emotionally cope with a baby. It's no way. And our children are having children. Where did this come from? Low education. Where did this come from? The father not being in the home. The father not schooling the child.
No, but one thing I'm going to give to the black men for this. Like, we was downfall back in the day a little bit, but I see more black guys right now taking care of their kids than ever, man.
And that's a lie.
You don't think so?
That's a lie. Not in the 70s. See, listen.
No, that's what I'm talking about right now. Like, I'm talking about, do you think we improved?
It's okay, because it's the internet.
It's
taking care. See, no, because you're going at it at a European perspective. What's taking care of your child? What's taking care of your child? For one, people don't know how to nurture the African child.
Because just because you're there and you're selling drugs,
right. Or not even selling drugs or going to work, that don't matter. With your job, your occupation don't matter. No, you could be at McDonald's taking care of your child.
But you don't think that's good?
It's good, but you have to nurture a child. You don't see white people's children turn 20 and start snorting dope and killing themselves? You don't see that? They got all the money in the world. That don't matter. No, it don't. Material don't matter.
I'm not talking about material.
But money, and being there financially. No, it ain't. This is what I'm telling you. That's the European thought. This is what I'm telling you. Nurturing is a whole deal, bro. It's a whole deal to deal with the African child, bro. I'm saying it's a formula. It's not something that you can create in your head.
In the European way.
Like, the way we deal with our children, right, was passed down from our ancestors, from divine knowledge, to deal with this child. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm
like knowing, all right, do you know how a child communicates with the mother?
By facial expression in his mouth.
No, not at all. Emotion is the child's vocabulary when it's in its mother, right? And the father start understand. Listen, the child, parents, the mother, and the father. The father births the child, the mother, right? And the mother carry the baby. But the baby take care of both of them. It's a trilateral effect.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So the mother, the child and the mother speak with emotion, right? Because whatever she mad about, that's what vitamin she needs. You understand what I'm saying? So when she get upset, it's right. Dependent on your the father start to see when she is upset about certain shit, she wants certain shit, meaning that it's certain a vitamin she need for herself. You understand what I'm saying? And the baby start responding with that shit. You understand what I'm saying? So the baby develops a language with the mother.
Right.
Through emotion.
Right. Now, you talking about when the baby in the stomach or
in the stomach, outside the stomach. The mother cry, the baby cry. The mother come out the room laughing, the baby will start laughing. The mama say, what you laughing at? Right? It's a scientific fact. I ain't just freestyling. See,
right.
The baby builds an emotional vocabulary where it could deal with the mother's emotion and know what's up. But I'm saying the baby know how to manipulate the father, right, to know when to get the milk. Do you get what I'm saying? But you got to know these things, right? Because
right.
You'll say, a girl say, oh, I got morning sickness, right?
Right.
No such thing. You drink water. You're dehydrated. You understand? It's just little shit like that. Little shit like that where we've been Europeanized. And we don't know ourselves. We don't know how we raised our child. Right? We beat our children. We beat our children.
Right.
No African child got hands laid on them, nigga. Who told you that was cool? Your slave master?
Yeah.
Nigga, real rap. Real rap.
That's true.
I'm telling you, you're not supposed to build. Fear is the worst thing. Fear is like mercury. The body is not supposed to experience fear. They tell you that fear, God, that shit is lies. Everything they gave us is lies. It was to break down the psyche of the black man, this king of a man. They had to destroy him.
I don't agree with that.
You understand?
Because they definitely do promote, you know, beating people. And we definitely do as black people beat our two children. You know what I'm saying? That's the right way to do it, but it was torn down. Cause you gotta think about it. Whoops! When we beat our kids with belts,
it was a lot. It's so much, right? That we don't.
So you
know.
Don't think it's a common denominator with that? Like
what
you don't
you
think
mean?
It's, like I'm just talking as the people, to the people.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Like if you think about it, yeah, beat your child. I want my child. But if you beat our child with belts. And
you don't put your hands on no fucking
body. No, I'm saying if we beat our child with belts and we used to get beat, whooped as slaves, do you think, as people, do you think, you know what I'm saying, that's the right thing? So maybe we do need to step back a little bit about how we discipline our children.
We need to step back with everything, how we feed our children.
Yeah, a lot.
They did not bring your diet over on the slave ship, so we don't even know what we eat. If you ask a person what an African eat, they're going to tell you white rice. But if you go to check the continent of Africa, white rice don't grow there.
Nope.
So where we get that from?
Got the history in your research and find out. Ready?
So with that, we conclude. People, research yourself. Find yourself. Understand you. So you can understand your children. You know how to take care of them better. Get on a alkaline diet. If possible, start off, I guess, vegetarian with the fish. But really, you want to get right to fruits and vegetables because that's what you eat. This is the time of the Aquarius, people. It's the time of the conscience. Let's stay woke.